Welcome everyone once again to probably the most special, if not the specialist, episode of season one of the Vicks Brawl Stars podcast. Every episode's special because when you're chasing your dreams, every day is special. Anyway, those who understand the context of this episode understand why I'm wearing a CIF championship shirt. Because this is a very special video, and you'll understand why as we get into it. In the interest of time, we are just going to watch this piece of content once, and we'll chat about it after. I'll try to add more commentary, but I still want you guys to just observe the show and understand the storytelling behind this piece of content, this video. Without further ado, let's tap into the CIF championship video.
Everyone that came after me said, that's not how you coach. You cannot love your players. Not possibly love your players so much that
like your son.
That's not how you coach him.
Told me couldn't do it.
You can't do it.
They told Danny couldn't do it.
You'll be out of this game before you know.
Cutting to the beat like always. Effective tool to telling a story and getting people involved. Cut to the beat. Catch people's eyes. Wide shot. Close up.
The journey here is what I want you to understand. The journey is what everything's about. So every time you didn't get to sleep in, and you showed up when you couldn't sleep in, every time that you came to wait because you didn't want to come to wait, every time that you stayed and finished your reps, that's what this is about. And do not forget that. And I want you to do a test fit of it. You go out there, you're going to be a little bit shocked. You're going to take a deep breath, and you're going to look in the stands like, oh my God.
Look at the way this shot is meshed. I missed angles of it, and I got some of it, so you'll see how I break up through it. No! I lied. No, that was in the documentary. We'll chat about that later. First play of the game, kickoff, we score a touchdown. Starburst, tribute to Ray Fenton. Up 7-0 with about 10 seconds off the clock.
You're probably gonna miss a block. You're probably gonna miss a tackle.
Look at the speed ramp. It took about 3 seconds to get to optimal bottom speed. I didn't do it from one cut to another. It doesn't work. Don't do that. My ability to focus, despite how close he was, makes me happy. Makes me really happy.
That's all we're doing.
One of the tricks, I cut away from the non-focus part and cut right back to when it's in focus. Oh my God, look at the detail. That's when you got prime focus. When stuff flies off and it's in focus and you can see it. It's tough. But like I said, it took me about 14 weeks to get to this level. 14 weeks. Boom, right here. My one shot of the crowd, I should have gotten more throughout the season, but this place, we had over 5,000 people out there. One song. Song one over. Piece one done. We're going to start going part two right here.
How dare you walk for me? I'm where I'll always be. It's all downhill from here.
Ice cold, you know. I go for broke. No joke. Once more.
Beautiful placement. As I got better, I knew where to stand. I would stand right along the ball line on both ends to get deeper shots. And we throw a lot, so I kind of stayed ahead on some. Like, lead on my head, because you know I that I'll launch it. Launch it about 50 yards. From one side to the other. Touchdown. Rack. And this one's tough because, like I said, there's no zoom in. I'm on the 135mm mounted on a Sony. Canon lens, 135, 850-300. Decent run. Cut back and forth. I think it's almost 1-1 at this point.
My school. Fishing myself.
That's a big reel right there.
Every last second. Every last time. Every last time. Fight. We 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 fight. always done this. From the start until now, we did this together. Together on three. 1, 2, 3. Yeah! Let's go.
I was so hard headed at first.
Song three. Song three. Tap in. Tap in. I've changed gears three times. In order to keep interest, because if you have one song, you go throughout and you loop it, lose interest. Three parter, end of the story, story structure, the champion.
Puts in so much time from Jermaine Brown and as the offense coordinator and Jeremy Davidson, the defense coordinator, and we just have a belief of a whole bunch of guys that believe.
Our buddy David Delgado from the
so
Register.
Blessed to be their head coach and took a vision.
Anthony Munoz, led the nation in touchdowns, yardage, all that.
His dad, I couldn't get it done. Was barely missing. Made a phone call, talked to him.
The one thing I do feel sad about is the audio. Was not very good at all this season, but it gets better in season two. Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's clear the field. We got to do an award ceremony. We need the field clear.
Anthony,
the award ceremony coming up. We need everyone else to
feel. The very first was the read that he got to start the game.
Championships come with great work, and the great work that you put is the reason why we're on this field today. Clap it up for Western.
This audio is pretty good because I'm very close.
We took a different approach, and I told you, our approach was we were going to do it for each other. We were going to do it for Western High School. We're going to do it for a community and all the guys and all the years that came up short. And we guaranteed we're going to hang up a banner. And that puts a lot of pressure on all of you guys. And we put pressure on you guys. But we put pressure on you guys because we believed in you, and we believed in the things that we can do. And I'll give you a point. Israel just had surgery, and he's here in a wheelchair at our game. And that's what Western is. So when Mr. Albano, thank you very much, kept betting against us, said, you don't know Western. You don't understand what Western's about. Because we continually keep fighting and believing in each other. And the love that we have for each other, the love that we put into the community, and the love of the coaching staff is the reason why we're here today. All right, make sure you guys have time. Go love, hug your loved one. We'll get in the gym. Handle that?
Yes, sir.
Might get a few more people at Papa Pilo's. We go to Papa Pilo's, celebrate this victory after.
So I'm hungry. I want some pizza now.
Number one. What's up, three? What do you want, 2, 3?
I gotta tell you, I haven't got to my phone yet, but some of the people whispering in my ear say, man, you look amazing on television. Speed, commitment, picking each other up. I told them that's Western football.
Yes, sir.
Western football. You guys wanna go have some fun? Let's go to Papa Pino.
That's the story right there. Story. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
My dreams all I got and I'll die for. If I love it with a passion, I'ma ride.
This is probably one of, I think, the most popular video from Western football apart from the documentary. Real quick, I'll break some of the stuff down without going into detail. You guys already know. Stabilizer, if not, go check out the other episodes that are a little shorter. Stabilizer, 30mm Sigma pregame, 1.4. And I got an ND filter on it to cut out the extra light to keep it 1.4. And that's what I go all pregame, all the stationary behind the scenes shots. Game day, game time. This game was all 135mm L lens with a I don't know what the mount's called, but it's a mount that puts it on the E mount for the Canon. So it's from a Canon lens to a Sony camera, A6300. No picture profile yet, we'll get to that soon. And when you go from the 2.0 L lens, like we just spoke about, the 135, it opened it up to a 1.6 or 1.4. It either dropped it down 4 or 6 stops. I don't remember because I'm not on that anymore. I'm going all G Master lenses now. But it brings it down, so it opens up the aperture blade, lets more light in. So first gear you guys remember was song one, Intensity. Just uplifting, trying to get momentum going. And then we transition into part two, which is another song. And that's with Gerald. That's when Coach Gerald starts chanting. So I like to affect the range and dynamism of the video. I know it's a little longer than most. Some people might lose interest, but if you're affiliated with the program, or you'll be locked in the whole time. What I tried to do for people that didn't know us too well was shift the levels and pivot the mood and the energy. So energy one was about, I want to say, is about 3 minutes. And then another, we're about 2 minutes for level two, which was Coach Gerald Channing. And you had more of the music, as if we're accomplishing something, because it's the end of the season. And a lot of that angelic stuff brings a whole nother level of, I wouldn't say symbolism, but brings another feel to it that I haven't brought here. So play around with music. Like, I might try to do some Johnny Cash next season, just because it's a different feel. I've done the hip-hop this season, which was pretty good, but it could have been just what we did this year. It was a lot of instrumental season one, a lot of the Creed soundtrack stuff. And I might try to do a little bit of Johnny Cash on some shorter length videos to have, like, dang, bro, it's a little bit ambiguous. And that's where we start chipping in. At the very end, I don't know if we have any music. Yeah, it's the same song from the beginning. A little low, and I'm trying to do story-driven. Like I said, you might lose interest in what's being said just because you don't know the program. It's not like that. But for a kid football-related who's looking around, maybe I'm trying to leave schools or trying to just think of what high school I'm going to, because we're at that level. I was just dead set on showing what the program was about, what it meant for us, and just, I shot it not to get thousands of views or whatever. I shot it to pay tribute to the amazing season we had and to the people we were paying tribute to. I could have cared less whoever. If it affected someone away from the intent of the video, then that's pretty good. Maybe a kid wants to transfer after seeing we won a title. Congratulations, that's beautiful. I like that. In no way, shape, or form did we ever recruit. They come to us, and they're attracted, like, the big schools, like a modern day. But we are nowhere near modern day. They would destroy us. Anyway, I'm happy other people resonated with the video, but to pay tribute to the amazing season these boys had, and like I said, Coach said all the time, you didn't sleep late, you went to practice, went to weight room. And this also was the first CIF title the schools ever won team-wise. They won a couple wrestling ones, that's an individual team sport. They all fight together per se, but separately. This was a team sport where everyone fights on the same page, and it's the first team title ever. Tiger Woods won a CIF title, but that's one golfer. And also Tiger Woods went to this high school, Western High School. We don't see much of him, but we do have his banner up in the gym, and you know, give or take. And it's a lot of messaging with the people, the crowd, the intimacy, going back into the locker room. And then I like to end it with something a little light. It was just me helping up Rashawn. Was that Rashawn or Kane? Oh. Yeah, for Sean Hester. Helped him up. Added a little bit of realism to it. Normally people cut and make it all polished. It's like, alright, now it's over. We get a little shake between. A little shake before, a little shake after. That adds a little bit of a realism, texture, unity. Not unity. It lets you get more involved and deep to what's going on, truthfully. So other than that, I broke down. Talked kind of fast. If it's too much, then just go watch the other videos that are a little shorter, simpler. This one's pretty big, and I don't want to drag these videos out too long. So, yeah. Story, structure. The story kind of tells itself, lastly, because of the significance of winning. And that's just, I got lucky to be able to tell that story. Because the other ones, it was just a random game. You didn't get much story out of it. Playoff got way better if you noticed the videos. This story told itself. I was just the guy holding the camera, I felt. So the one thing, if you don't have an amazing camera like I didn't when I was younger, story is everything. If you want to see some amazing story before we get out of here, click the link in my bio, go to the Baldstar Brothers podcast, me and my brother, and we break down videos from when I was like in junior high, going into high school, and I was like a little frumpy looking kid. Hilarious. Check those out. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this video. If you have any questions, comment down below and I'll answer best I can. Keep it cool, clean, and crispy. We'll see you guys next time.